Hello there. This is the finals. Us looking ahead to the four remaining finals this season. Coming up, we've got Nima Tavolray talking to Harriet Pryor, three Italian clubs remaining, and he'll be going through them. Then we've got Ewan McTeer talking about the mighty force that is Sevilla. And then it is Ant Shaw speaking to John Gibbons, Andy Middleton and David Mooney, summing it all up from our point of view there across the board. Very, very pleased to speak to Andy in the run-up to this one. So without any further ado, here is Harriet speaking to Nima.
And it is great to have Italian football journalist and one half of the Italian football podcast, Nima Tavolray, with us talk about all the Italian teams in the finals. So first of all, it must be a really proud moment for you as someone covering Italian football to have Italian representation in every single European game that's going to be played.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a very good thing for Italian football, but also it comes in a moment that is rather surprising. I don't think anyone expected. I mean, I had before the season, I demanded a semi-final from Fiorentina in the Conference League, and I always had Roma and Lazio as outsiders, as dark horses to win the Europa League. But to have to have Inter or Milan in the final of the Champions League is a surprise. I had Napoli as a dark horse to win that tournament, based on how they started that tournament, but not to win it, to get to a quarterfinal perhaps, because I think the style of football that they played gets more rewarded in Europe. But no, it's been a great surprise. It's been a positive surprise, one that no one really expected. Everyone's really happy about it.
Positive surprise, definitely. Let's go through all the finals then in turn. Let's start with the Champions League, the biggest of the three, Manchester City versus Inter Milan. Manchester City are going into this, obviously, as clear favourites. They're going for the treble, and there's a lot of conversations around whether Pep Guardiola can win his first Champions League. How has Inter's season been? Have they found their consistency and form just at the right time, do you think?